When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great first rejoin, Chime. That song slaps over and over and over again.
Who is that?
Come on, Courtney. You know exactly who that is. She won American Idol.
Kelly Clarkson.
There you go.
Thank you. Sorry.
She's having, I got to tell you, Kelly Clarkson is having the biggest like resurgence a career can possibly have.
She never left though. And she's had her.
She kind of did.
No, she has her residency in Vegas.
Oh, I didn't even know she had a residency.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying like, because like post American Idol, she was super hot.
Yeah.
Super hot, killing it. And then she was good for a little while. Then kind of like, I don't want to say fell off, but
she does the TV show, though.
Yeah, and that's where she came back. She had got her own TV show. Now she's kicking butt all over the place. Probably did Awaken because she lost a ton of weight, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Looking great, crushing it, you know?
She also does a great job when she has singers on because she'll take one of their songs and sing with them. And forget how talented she is.
Yeah, she can sing.
Yeah, she has one of the best
voices. I feel like all those like American Idol and voice people, out of as many seasons or winners there are, there's only a handful of them that are actually like really successful.
It's her and Carrie Underwood. I think that's
right?
it.
I mean, Jennifer Hudson's successful. She didn't win though. Like that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is I think a lot of people that are more successful didn't even win American Idol.
But even the ones that are like on it that didn't win, I'm just talking about the contestants that we've, you know, if you watch the show, like whether it's The Voice, it seems like there's only a handful of all the contestants, winners included, that you go, oh, unless maybe they're doing music that I don't know about. But it doesn't seem like really any of them have turned into like these mega, mega stars other than Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson,
but she didn't win.
Right?
Yeah.
And is there anybody else that I wouldn't even know off the top of my head? And one of the country singers was on there that's one of the big ones.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. No, a male though.
A male country singer?
Yeah, I thought there was like a male country singer who was on that show and is like a really big star. Now, I could be wrong, though.
I want to go see Megan Maroney is coming to Boston in the spring, and I want to go see her because I don't know if she's a country singer. And when everybody was in Nashville for the Foundation Golf Tournament 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
they ran into her.
Oh.
So like Greg's met her before. I want to make sure that we get in on that.
Yeah, she is on the come up, as the kids say.
Yes.
Right.
We're about to get to the leads. Jackson has taken his place. I'm very excited to hear his lead this morning. But Frank's been on the hold for a bit. So here's Frank from Cape Coral. Morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hope everything is well. Wiggy, good morning. How are you?
What up? What's going on, brother?
Not much. Just enjoying life. I didn't get a chance to call last week, but I just wanted to wish you guys a happy holidays and everything else. But not to rub any salt in the wound or anything for you, Courtney, because I know you were bringing up with Ken. But for me being spoiled, do you guys have the Fort Myers road trip already planned already and dates?
We do. I think I can say when we're going.
Right, so,
I don't know. You know,
okay. I don't know.
Yeah, it's above my pay grade.
So I should not
Courtney.
Say?
I don't know.
Yeah, let Greg announce that. I have no idea.
Okay.
All I know is we'll be in Florida.
Frank, you're trying to get me in trouble right before the holidays.
No.
We will be down there.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
We will be down there.
Yeah, okay, real quick, because I know when I went to Oran Island, there's a ton of Dolphins fans that listen to this show like me. But my greatest question today for you guys, who's the worst? Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. Who's got the worst future? Who's got the best future right now? Because I can't compete with Buffalo. And that's my question. And I can't answer it, honestly.
I would say, for me, it's easy. I think it's the Jets in the division when you look at
The worst or the best?
No, the worst.
Yeah.
Because the Jets, you don't know what's going to happen with their quarterback. At least the Dolphins, you know, granted, two of them didn't play great last week, but, you know, you can kind of say
he ebbs and flows.
Yeah, but at least they could say they got a quarterback. Buffalo, obviously, we know about Josh Allen and the Patriots. I would say the Patriots are second behind Buffalo because you have the quarterback, where the Jets, they're going to either go with Rodgers for one more year and then have to figure out where they're going to go with the quarterback situation, where New England has their guy in place. It's more about whether you believe in the coach, if you think Mayo's the guy. If not, you find a new guy, but you have the quarterback, and it's really about putting the pieces around them. And but that's what I would say. I think, and then I would say it's probably the Dolphins and then the Jets. They're way behind.
I don't think that I still don't think Aaron Rodgers is coming back. I don't think he's going to play for the Jets or anywhere else. I think he's going to retire. I am going to watch the documentary this weekend. That's on my list of things mm-hmm. to do. Curtis has spoken pretty highly about it.
And right.
Curtis basically is taking Aaron Rodgers' side when it comes right. to things he said in the past, how he deals with his family. And I wonder if after watching that, if I'll have more clarity on his future, uh-huh. if I think that he'll come back.
I bet if you watch that, because when I watch him on, I watched him on Pat McAfee a little bit the other day when he was like, you know, ripping Ryan Clark. There's no way that just because of who he is, and I probably would be the same way, I would want to walk away from football after the performance that I had, that my team had. I would not want that to be the lasting impression of what what people think I am. Because I think he's like, you know, he's very cocky. And there's no way he walks away. He was like ripping into Ryan Clark and, you know, all the people, vaxxers and all this. Like, he's not going away. Even if he like leaves football, he's still gonna be out there. So I just don't think he's going to walk away and then be out there and knowing how bad of kind of like his last couple of seasons were in people's mind.
I think the cockiness and the way in which he blames everybody else mm-hmm. around him is his downfall. Like, I think that is going to, he's going to end the season. He's going to say, I'm banged up. I never fully recovered from the Achilles, whatever he's going to say.
Well, you know but what he's going to say? He's going to say, and I agree with you, but he's going to say, I was coming off the Achilles injury. I was rusty. Last year was kind of more the injury holding me back. But now I'm 2 years removed from the injury and I feel great.
I don't know.
That's probably what he's
going to
say.
You don't think he's coming back, Sean?
No, I think he is going to come back.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to play for the Jets. I think they're just going to run it back. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be. And I'm so excited to root against it because it's just watching the Jets be a dumpster is the best. But I think Wiggy's right. Like you saw last week in that game against Miami. Aaron Rodgers even said, he's like, I felt mobile, I felt good, I felt spry, and he ran for like 40 yards. I think that's going to be his excuse. He's going to feel better these last couple games. He's going to feel a little bit more athletic. Mm-hmm. He's going to look better, and it's going to be like, yeah, that first, you know, 12 games of the season was because I was still getting over that ankle or the Achilles injury. I was still finding my way back, and I'm all, you know, the guys are always better a year after the year right. after, right? So it's not the year after the injury. It's that second year that you really expect them to come back to who they were, and that's what Rodgers' excuse will be. He'll come back and try again, and the Jets will be an epic failure, and it'll be great for everybody.
And then if they get Vrabel, then he might be like, oh, and we got the guy that can help the coach. So that's going to be the interesting thing is who the Jets get as coach. And, you know, there's been a lot of whispers that it could be Vrabel, and I think if they get Vrabel, maybe Rodgers. I feel like he could get, and I don't know how long it would be for, but I feel like he would be able to get along with Vrabel. And because Vrabel kind of has that personality of like, I think players really respect him. And so maybe Rodgers would feel that way towards Vrabel, and maybe that it might...
Even if they get Vrabel, though, you don't think that Aaron Rodgers has a bad taste in his mouth after the reports that Woody Johnson wanted him benched?
Woody Johnson also wanted to didn't want to trade for Jerry Jeudy because his rating was too low in Madden.
But that's a completely different thing. I'm saying if you're Aaron Rodgers and you are as big of a D-bag as I think we all believe he is, an egomaniac, like I think he looks at Woody Johnson as such a joke, but it's his team, and I think that left a bad taste in his mouth.
Right, but you have to think like, all right, does Rodgers look and go, I got enough talent in Davante Adams and Garrett Wilson and the defense and Breece Hall. I got talent here where I'm only going to play for another year, two max. If I ask to be traded or released or go, then where potentially could I land that might not, that place might not have everything like the Jets have just on paper. Mm-hmm. And then if they get a new coach and he likes Vrabel, he might say, okay, I can kind of deal with Woody Johnson. But I think it's really going to be more about what happens with the new head coach before Rodgers makes kind of like that final decision on where he'd like to play. Because they're going to have to trade him. You're probably not going to get much for him. Then are they just going to release him? And then if they release him, don't they have to eat a bunch of money?
Yeah.
They don't have to eat a bunch, but they do have to eat some.
Yeah. Right. And is it worth releasing him?
I don't know. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I like the Leah Michelle version.
Stop it. This is
Leah
the best
Michelle?
Version.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
What are we doing?
This is the best version.
Okay,
tell her, Wiggy.
This is Wham.
Bam.
George Michaels.
Okay.
Boo. She doesn't like George Michael.
Come
boo.
On. Okay. George Michaels. I mean, RIP. He's moved on. George Michaels was the man. He was the man.
That's a good way to put it when someone dies. They moved on. Yeah.
That's the best version of it. If Shine played anything else, I was gonna have an absolute a B flip.
You gotta listen to the Leah Michelle version. Glee Christmas 3, I think is the album.
Oh, God. Leah Michelle.
Wham's Last Christmas without a doubt is my favorite Christmas song.
And the video's just as good.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that's when videos used to be good. They would tell the story of it. They would go into that nice little cabin in the mountains to go skiing. Such a great song.
All right, well, the leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event, and Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity. SubaruofNewEngland.com. All right, Chime, good morning.
Good morning. First lead back here. And Wiggy, I know you appreciate a good gift giver, just like the rest of us.
Yep.
Joe Burrow seems to be one of the best gift givers there is. Joe Burrow gifted his offensive lineman Japanese samurai or katana swords.
Mm.
Authentic Japanese katana swords. He brought them all in a room, and he had all of the swords laid out, and he said, pick whichever one calls to you.
Oh,
go do
Jesus.
It. Pick whichever one you want. Each one had its own unique story on how it was made, where it was from, the certain town, the battle that it was involved in.
It's like a Kill Bill scene.
Yeah, I know. Rich Keefe would be very happy with this present, owning a sword himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say shout out to Joe Burrow for being an excellent gift giver. If anybody wants to buy me a katana sword, I would love one as well. Good job by Joe Burrow.
Not better than Brock Purdy, though.
No, not better than Anthony Walker.
What did Brock Purdy get? I missed this.
Brock Purdy got every one of his offensive linemen new trucks.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that
Brock
wins.
Purdy makes like $800 grand a year.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Well, I mean, he probably had a deal. He gifted his old lineman the Toyota Tundra trucks.
Oh, nice.
That's a good gift. Mahomes gave his old lineman
Rolex and cowboy boots.
Okay, I'm like, that's cool.
And I'm like, not for me.
No way.
Oh, I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, the Rolex cool.
Yeah, the Rolex cool.
Yeah,
I don't need the cowboy boots. You take that back.
Did you see Anthony Walker though with the Dolphins? Sentimental, but he got all of his teammates their high school jerseys, like a version of their high school jerseys.
Oh, really?
It was just cute.
That.
They all loved it.
That's the one thing that when I played, this wasn't a big thing.
You don't like getting gifts because you don't like giving gifts.
No. But if I would have loved for one of my quarter, look at the Brock Purdy. Look at those trucks.
No, I know. That's cool.
That I would have loved to play, but it wasn't a big thing. I didn't, You know, maybe
that truck looks nice.
You
that,
get a gift from
TRX
Brady?
Too.
No, that's the Toyota one right there. So those, I mean.
Wait, you didn't get a good gift from Brady or?
No. Brady was still, you know, he's still a young pup.
And Wiggy wasn't technically an offensive lineman.
No, I know, but I thought that
I never got anything. It's pretty cool, though. Hey, listen, Brock Purdy just got a couple more cool points for me.
I'd
love to play. If that's the type of teammate you want, that's what you do with you when you're a quarterback.
Okay.
You don't give him.
And that's the guy. That's the quarterback who makes the least amount of money in football.
Yeah.
But Wiggy's right. He got a deal.
He's definitely doing commercials at some Toyota dealer in San Francisco. But still,
I mean, that's a commercial for them right there. Right.
Exactly.
All right, well, great lead chime. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Stellar
How are
leads
you?
The last 2 days.
Well, thank you very much. I think that this one is going to be an all-timer, Wiggy. You're going to love this. So I bring you back to the year 1881.
All right.
A fellow by the name of James Wide, he worked for the Cape Town Port Elizabeth Railway Service as a service, signal changer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they used to call him Jumper because he was known for jumping between the rail cars.
Mm-hmm.
Except then, one time he fell and he lost both his legs under the knee.
Oof.
So he bought a monkey. A baboon named Jack to help him with his duties, right?
Okay.
So he purchased the baboon 1881, trained him to push his wheelchair and operate the railway signals.
Mm-hmm.
An official investigation was initiated after somebody reported that a baboon was changing the railway signals. After initial skepticism, the railway decided to officially employ Jack once his job competency was verified. He was paid 20 cents a day and a half a bottle of beer each week. It's widely reported that in his 9 years of employment with the railway company, Jack never made one mistake.
Wow, get him on the MBTA.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. We can't run a railway service in 2024 in Boston, yet this baboon didn't make one mistake working for a railway in South Africa in 1881.
Is this where they got the phrase, like, even a monkey could do that job?
Perhaps. Oh, wow. I'm not quite sure where that comes from, but it fits this story for sure.
Well, they are intelligent monkeys. Yeah. You ever noticed that?
Very.
I mean, they feel like they do a lot of things.
And
he's a good-looking guy, too.
Right, yeah. He would have been working for a lot longer, but he died of tuberculosis in 1890.
The monkey died of tuberculosis?
Yeah. Baboon, yes.
Oh, baboon.
Wow. Yeah.
Still a monkey.
Yeah, monkeys freak me out, though.
Why do they freak you out?
Look at the picture. Look at them working.
Yeah. I feel like after I see an outbreak, I'm like, yeah, I don't want no. And then people put diapers on them and everything.
Well, yeah, because they throw their poop.
Yeah, no, I don't want. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they could. I don't get it. Like the guy, the baboon can, you know, take a train apart and put it back together, but he throws his poop.
Yeah.
How bright are you?
Well, yeah, you know, some people have their strengths.
They're like very dirty. They're very dirty.
Like yeah, that's why I don't like monkeys.
Yeah, yeah. But they're cute.
No, they are cute. Look at them working. 20 cents a day and a half a bottle of beer a week. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but baboons I don't think are cute. I think like lemurs are cute.
Oh,
but
I think they're
baboons
cute.
Are not. They're baboons terrifying.
I don't really understand the beer part either.
I don't know. Apparently he liked beer.
The baboon?
Yeah.
There also used to be, and speaking of animals that did crazy things, there was, I believe it was a bear served, I want to say it was the Polish army. And, like, he just would rip cigarettes with the guys in the army and fought in the Polish army.
All right. Well, we will get to me and Wiggy's lead coming up next. We got to take a quick break. But don't move. We'll be right back with Wiggy and the Woman.